free. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-SEE-JOYCE or visit us online at joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solis Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solis Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
I love you, Lord, with all my heart. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. We're continuing in our series entitled The Faith Crisis. The Chinese definition for the word crisis is opportunity. Whenever God calls a person or a group of people to something that's in his heart, it is usually God-sized. It's something that you cannot necessarily fulfill yourself. You need something outside of you and your resource. And therein lies the faith crisis. But instead of seeing it as a negative, we want to see it as a God opportunity. Amen? So we've been building on this topic, and we will continue to build on the topic. And tonight, I want to talk about the faith crisis and what I've entitled the spirit of faith. The spirit of faith. Many things are done, but yet there is no life in it. We call these things in this realm in which we live, we call it religion or tradition or you name it, you label it. But oftentimes through routine or just through habit or just through going through the motions, many things are done, but there's no life. If we're truly going to prosper in the things of God and see and experience the manifestation of the promises of God, what we do must be done in the spirit of faith. Okay, you see somebody sometimes say they have faith, but yet they have no joy, they have no peace, they talk, but there's no spirit of faith. Are you hearing? Someone may say they have joy. They love the Lord, but yet they don't walk in the spirit of that. In order for us to truly receive what God has, then our part is to develop that spirit of faith. Tonight, I want to give you some steps to the process of developing that, how we develop that spirit of faith. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and let's look at verse number 13. Well, let's go back to verse 7, and I'll go up to 13. Verse 7, we'll start there. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. Now, verse 13, the apostle wrote, and he said, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. Verse 13 again. We having the same spirit of faith. Now, Paul spoke that, but he also went on to expound on it. And let me start with this formula. If indeed we will carry, walk, and live in the spirit of faith, there are two things that are essential to that development. If we're going to actually experience what we're believing, Paul says it right in this verse. He says, we having the same spirit of faith, he establishes that, according as it is written. Okay, according as it is written. God is only obligated to bless us concerning our faith when it comes to things that are found in alignment with his word. Does that make sense? He's covenanted to bless, to cause and to come into manifestation things that are in alignment with his word, with the promise. According as it is written. Now Paul says this, I believed and therefore have spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. So Paul speaks about two things here. In order to develop, to carry, to have a spirit of faith, two things. Number one, believing. There are many that believe, but let me say it this way. They're like the silence of the lambs. In order to develop the spirit of faith in and over our life as governing our life and all circumstances of our life, to see the promises of God manifest, we must not only believe, but we must speak. Okay? Paul says it right here. I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We believe, and henceforth speak. All right? Now, that's pertaining to any aspect of your life where you are believing God. It's not enough just to believe. There has to be a voice activation. You know, there's technology today, even in automobiles and anywhere you go just about, you speak a word and the lights come on. Or you clap your hands and the lights go off or whatever it is, but it's activated by sound. There are certain things that are already here, but the fire won't be lit until you say something about it, until you speak into it. Until you address it. Amen. And it doesn't have to be anybody around listening to you. Amen. When you release it, Paul said both things. I believe, therefore I speak. In order to have the spirit of faith governing our life. Amen. Which overcomes the world. Which brings promises of God into manifestation. Say this with me. I must first believe. And then I must speak. All right, we want to drive that understanding home that we must believe and then we must speak. It's not enough just to talk. You know, there are many Christians that have Christianese and they know all the verses to say on faith, but yet in their heart they don't really believe. There's no real corresponding action. There's no real sacrifice. There's no real going out on a limb. There's no real planting of a seed. So there have to be the two. Planting of the seed and then the watering of that seed with your words. Amen? In order to carry a spirit of faith. Now, in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Now, that word profession is interchangeable with the word confession. Okay? Confession, profession, same thing. Here it says, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession. Now think about it a moment. Jesus is the high priest of your confession. Now that's bringing an Old Testament term into the New Testament. The high priest was, you know, he lost his job in the New Testament because there was no more need for sacrifices. Amen. Jesus became the sacrifice. But in heaven, he's the high priest. All right? It's not a bullocks and goats and lambs now. No, He says he's the high priest of our confession. What used to take, you know, killing a sacrifice and, you know, draining the blood and binding it to the cord or the horns of the altar is not so anymore. But yet there remains a high priest that receives sacrifices. So the sacrifice is not a bullock. The sacrifice has to do with your confession. It has to do, in other words, tell somebody it has to do with your words. Come on, tell them it has to do with what comes out of your mouth. Not an animal. Not something we have to catch, corral, cut their throat, drain the blood, tie them up, bring it to the high priest. No, Jesus is the high priest of your confession. As a matter of fact, when you were born again, or before you were born again, when you came to be born again, there was something you said. But you said that something out of the faith that was in your heart. So those two worked together and the spirit of faith came upon you and the Lord saved you. Amen? But we confessed. There was something we said. I don't know how you were led. You may have prayed on your own, or a pastor led you to Christ, or someone led you to the Lord. But there was something that came out of your mouth, that came from your heart, that connected with and the spirit of faith came upon you. See, we are saved by grace through faith. And that is a gift. Now that we are saved, we have to understand that the Lord is the high priest of our confession. In other words, we take our confession to the high priest. And he offers it unto the Father. Hello? Now, the thing about it, the high priest in the Old Testament, and we may take a look at it tonight, but in Malachi, God had somewhat against them because they were bringing him sacrifices that were lame. They were bringing him a sheep that was blind, or a goat that had a wounded leg, and they were offering these sacrifices. But see, that's a dishonor to God. It was a dishonor back then, and it wasn't acceptable. God wanted the best. Tell somebody, God still wants the best. Why? Because he is the best, and the best deserves the best. Amen. When the quality of your life increases, you don't want to go back to dig. If you dug in the garbage cans at one time and God give you a good job and give you a house and set you up in a nice place, you don't want to go back to the garbage can. Well, what makes you think God wants anything? He will not, as a matter of fact, he will not accept anything. So here's a sad fact. A lot of our sacrifice, a lot of stuff that comes out of the mouth is not acceptable with God. And they are idle words, unemployed, non-working words. Now we know the devil lives in the gutter. He's a garbage collector. Many can be snared by the words of their mouth.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 17 of The Faith Crisis, Pulling Down Strongholds, part 2. Faith is a powerful element in the life of the believer. Anything that is not of faith is sin. Living a life of sin is missing the mark with God. The Bible clearly states in Hebrews 10:38, "Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him." It takes faith to love, which essentially translates to understanding that faith operates by love. If your faith is not working the way the Bible promises, you should take a close look at your heart. Don't allow relationships that have gone wrong or miscommunication to clog your arteries, which keeps the blood flowing to your heart. An open heart can receive love as well as show love. In that way, you're loving people the way God intended for you to, and you're operating in faith.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.